The piece premiering tonight is called El Sol Caliente, The Hot Sun. The composer Michael Gordon grew up here under the hot sun in Miami Beach. He came here from Nicaragua when he was 8, and he went to Miami Beach High School, Beach High.
The orchestra teacher was a man named James McCall. I remember going up to him quaking. I was in 11th grade, and I was like, "Mr. McCall, I'd like to write for the orchestra." And he turned to me. He was very strict. He was like, "You are going to write for the orchestra, and you're going to conduct your music also."
That's the first piece Michael Gordon ever wrote for orchestra. He left Miami for New York when he was 17 and made a name for himself as a composer. Along with Julia Wolfe and David Lang, he founded Bang on a Can, the collective dedicated to new and experimental music. And Bang on a Can brought Michael Gordon and Bill Morrison together about 17 years ago for a piece called City Walk. Their best-known collaboration is the film Dacasia. That recently made it onto the National Film Registry of the Library of Congress. Morrison says they've always worked the same way.
Almost entirely alone.
Gordon usually does a version of the score on a computer, then turns it over to Morrison to make the film. During City Walk, Morrison is pretty sure he and Gordon never even saw each other while they were working on their respective components of the piece.
And it was what I like to call a blind date that turned into a great marriage.
El Sol Caliente will be Gordon and Morrison's 13th collaboration. It's the third in what's turned out to be a series of projects about cities. First, there was Gotham about New York, then Dystopia about Los Angeles. Gordon and Morrison say they're looking at changing landscapes, how cities reinvent themselves.
South Beach was completely populated by elderly Jewish people, and there were signs in Yiddish. And when I was growing up here, you could go down there basically, and it looked like you were going into a shtetl in Eastern Europe. And that's completely changed, but the hotels are still there.
And so's the ocean, which at times shows up across 8 different screens throughout the concert hall in Bill Morrison's film.
We talked a lot about waves, how waves could be used visually and also metaphorically and sonically.
The geography of this little strip of land, you know, jutting out into the water, surrounded by the bay, by the huge ocean, the kind of sudden storms that happen here, they're so violent, and then they leave so suddenly and there's this stillness.
One of those storms is the 1926 hurricane that decimated a lot of Miami Beach. Morrison found rare archival footage.
It was just a devastating storm, and it really set this town back many years. I mean, it just tore cement buildings apart, you know, and also there's people driving old Model Ts through flooded streets, and also ships that have been lifted up and deposited into, you know, the middle of a town. It's pretty remarkable footage.
Morrison says his film evokes the ebb and flow of Miami Beach over the last century as a tourist destination, as a place where World War II troops trained on the beaches, and a place where Art Basel, one of the biggest art fairs in the world, happens.
Of course, we're dealing with history and what gets documented.
But as a composer, Gordon doesn't have to think as much about what's documented, and so he talks about the score in far less concrete terms.
I really felt that I was writing a poem in a certain sense. It's really just capturing a feeling and a sensation, and not really telling a story, but just some little very personal memory and tribute.
Michael Gordon and Bill Morrison say one day they hope to have El Sol Caliente performed on a program with their film and music pieces about Los Angeles and New York. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami Beach.